Chris and Kira.
2FM.
Yes, indeed. Oh, there we go. I tell you, that's a little bit of course, Taylor Swift with Shake It Off here on 2FM. Right, how is everybody? What is going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, well, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us in the studio, as he does every Wednesday, is friend of the show, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd.
Now,
Brian, hi, how are you?
Good.
This is your first time back, obviously, since you filled in for the week.
Filled in for Kira. Yeah. And Kira, I have to say, you're looking absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
And I'm loving that henna tattoo.
Thank you.
It's so chic. It's so boho.
Isn't it really?
Boho chic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, remember the last time you were in, you brought myself and Chris back presents from our holidays. Well, guys, guess what?
Did you actually get a present?
I got presents.
For us?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Why did you wait till Wednesday to give them to us?
Because I wanted to do it with Brian.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Okay, well,
I like
okay.
how Brian... is the thing that waits for the present.
You didn't have
you
actually didn't have to get his hand done. Like,
thanks, Kira.
No, guys, wait till you see it. I mean, it's just something small and kind
of. I'm actually kind of opening this one.
Yeah, I'm opening mine now as well.
Weird.
Oh, they're cups.
Yeah.
They're cups. And are they. Oh, they're little Arab men.
Okay, yeah,
they're little Arab men. Okay, I love it.
They're cups in the shape of Arab men.
Yes.
I love it.
I like it.
He's got a little tea towel in his head.
Did you get the same one as me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, they are cool. Thanks, Kira. They're actually really cool.
They're just something really small.
I'm going to disinfect this before I drink from it, but
yes.
Thank you, Kira.
Chris,
that
is fine. I didn't put anything in it.
No, I'm saying you did. You never know
oh,
what's
no,
going
you never
on.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So there you
thank
go.
You, Kira.
Oh,
that's really
much.
Nice.
You're
I like
welcome.
How you waited till Wednesday. Thanks, Kira. That's
well,
really
I just
nice
I wanted
of you.
To do with Brian because, you know,
because Brian's really important. Yeah,
no, because,
Kira,
no, but Brian... But
no, I but like well, honestly, you didn't have to do that. But thank you very much.
So, Chris, all week you thought that I didn't get you anything.
No, it's not that all week I thought I didn't want anything. But I like how Brian was the thing we had to wait until I could get.
Well, no, sorry, now I'll finish this up. But the only reason I did is because last time Brian was on, he gave us presents. So,
Kira, if Brian hadn't gotten us a present, would you have gotten him one?
Of course I would.
Yeah.
Of course I would.
Don't lie. Like,
I would have.
It's okay. Like, look, if I hadn't brought you back anything, there's no way I would have
expected
anything.
No, but well, did you expect something because you brought back something?
Well
yeah,
I mean,
did
like,
you?
A little bit.
Yeah, I would have
a
too.
Little
if
bit.
I
like,
you
kind of got to reciprocate it. Like.
Sure, I agree. Absolutely. You know. Well, look, I tell you what, Brian, you are a gift in your own way. You
oh,
come in
you.
Every week, and I tell you, Brian is very cool because what happens is Brian gets to go to all of the film premieres before we get anywhere near them. Before they have been released to the public or anything like that, Brian has already seen them. He knows exactly what to do with them. He can tell us whether we should be seeing them, whether we should be avoiding them. I love it.
Brian.
Yeah,
I was on a plane, right? And
right.
I was thinking about you the whole time because there's this. No, well, no.
This
no,
is getting
no,
weirder
no.
by the minute.
Jesus.
No,
yeah.
Because the airline that I was flying with had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of
oh,
movies.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And the amount of movies that I recognised that you had reviewed that I hadn't seen. So I was like, right, I'm going to watch some serious movies.
Oh, wow.
I ended up just drinking wine and watching all Disney movies.
But look, you
for
know
7
what?
7 hours.
That is the best way to spend 7 hours.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody
yeah,
says. Drinking like free wine and watching crap films, that's just like heaven.
Well, Walt Disney movies aren't crap. But
you know what I mean? Like, is in. They're not like, isn't like, this is a thought-provoking film
yeah,
that
exactly.
is, you know.
You're
like,
in a plane. You don't want to be watching something thought-provoking.
Not at all. Like, I mean, the last time I was, like, when I was coming back from Vegas, I was watching, like, what was I watching? I think it was, like, Ace Ventura or something like that, or Naked Gun. It was something really stupid. It was just like, you know what? I just want to watch this and fall asleep.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
I did that with Paul Blart Mall Cop, actually, last time I was on a plane. I watched Paul Blart Mall Cop just the full way through.
Is that why you just kept sending me, like, the poster of it? Like,
of
you just,
Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Paul Blart
Most
Mall
definitely.
Cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's probably one of my favourite films. I'm serious.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, well, apart from that, Brian, how was the films that you got to see?
Now I can all think about is Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
The film I saw this week is Fury. This is the new one with Brad Pitt and Logan Lerman and Shia LaBeouf. And it is set... No, actually, right, we'll get to that in a minute. So it's set in World War II and Brad Pitt is a tank commander and he's leading this kind of like basically just this like really archetypal group of men, as in like there's the crazy one and then there's the quiet one and then there's the kind of rough and tumble one, and then Logan Lerman comes in and he's the kid and they have to like train him up and all the rest of it. And you know, it's actually Shia LaBeouf was really really surprising in this. He was actually alright. Like, look, don't get me wrong, he's a tit.
Okay.
And I like all the stuff he's been doing lately has just been completely bonkers.
You find it tiring.
I find him really, really tiring.
Okay.
But he was actually surprisingly all right in this.
Okay,
it's actually strange.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a really, really good. If you're into war films, this is perfect. You're really, really going to enjoy it.
When did you say this is set again?
World War II. It's set in like the final days of World War II.
I've seen enough of films set in World War II, though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Like, does this do anything differently?
No. I'm not going to lie to you. It
really
is pretty
bored
much
with films set in World War II.
It is, and that's what I'm saying. but like some people do like it. Like my dad, like big fan of World War II films, so he'd enjoy
big
this.
Big fan of World War II.
But he is, yeah, you know, yeah, like, no, anyway, they all seem to like them, like Saving Private Ryan and
Yeah, I get you.
But yeah, look, it's
how's Brad Pitt in it?
He's all right in it. He's okay.
I'm a big fan of him.
You are a big fan of him, I do know that. And he is pretty good, and I have to say, he does this whole kind of like 1,000-yard stare, and he's all like, you know, well, I've seen too much in war.
Oh,
and all
God's
this kind of
sake,
thing.
How many films are we going to see like this?
And I will say he is shirtless in it.
Okay.
And is that the only nudity?
That is the only nudity in it. It is a shirtless Brad Pitt.
Is there chemistry
cleaning
between
himself, and he's all dirty as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is there chemistry between him and Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Okay.
Is there chemistry with the male actors
in
definitely. It?
Like, okay,
good. Like a brotherhood kind of type thing.
Exactly,
I think that's what you need in a movie like that. In my opinion.
But does anything cool happen? Like really cool in terms of war films?
It's quite violent. It actually is quite violent, like, and the tank scenes, the battle scenes are very, very good, and they are really, like, they're very, very tense. Like,
is there explosions
well
in it?
There's tons of explosions in it.
Okay, that's the start, I suppose.
And, you know, like I say again, it's kind of by the numbers, there's nothing really different in it. Do you know who actually wrote and directed it?
Who?
The writer of Training Day.
Okay.
David Ayer.
But, like, that isn't even doing it for me with the thing you've just described.
Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of not, what would you give it out of 10?
It is good. There are parts in it that are good. 6 out of 10.
How long is it?
It is. God, yeah, actually, it is a bit long.
Oh, forget it. A long war film about World War II. Forget it.
But no.
Go on, yeah.
Brad Pitt's in it.
Brad Pitt is in it.
So it does have some redeeming factors.
It does have some redeeming factors. Right, the other film I have really quickly is. Right, let's see if I can get this. Alexander and the No Good, Terrible, Very Bad Day.
That sounds better.
I actually think I remember liking the actors that are in this movie.
Yeah,
so
Steve Carell is in it.
I love him.
Yes, I love him too.
Stupid name for a movie, but go on.
It's based on like some kids' book. That
I was just
really
going to say, it sounds like a kids' film.
It was. It's a complete kids' film. It's a Disney film.
Okay, that makes sense.
Jennifer Garner is in it.
I love her.
Childish Gambino.
Oh, is he in it?
Bino
Donald Glover
is in it. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Donald Glover.
Is there any nudity in it?
No. There is no nudity in it. It's a Disney
children's
film.
Book,
it's a children's
Chris.
Book.
Yeah, all right. So they didn't manage to get any nudity into the screenplay.
No, they didn't. Right. And like, well, I was kind of waiting for like Bino to like take off a shirt, start like getting into it. You know,
yeah,
that kind of way.
But he just doesn't.
Up, but he doesn't get into it at all.
Good movie.
It's all right. It took. It's a Disney film. It's a family film.
Is it set in World War II?
No, it's not set in World War II.
Already, I'm liking it.
I will tell you, it's exactly the kind of film you would see on an airplane, and that you would probably watch for about an hour and a half and just say, I'm not watching this.
So it's an hour. Is it longer than an hour and a half? Or are you saying it's an hour and a half?
It's just about an hour and a half.
All right. Okay. So what are you giving that out of 10?
It's, again, 6 out of 10. Like, it's okay. It's very middle of the road. It's the kind of film that you could bring, like, your little brother or sister to.
Yeah. Okay.
You could bring the nephew to it.
Bring the nephew to it, and it's completely inoffensive.
All right, well,
nephews will love this film.
All right, so bring your nephew, make a day out of it, but otherwise, you know, maybe not the film that you take the girlfriend to, perhaps.
No, if you have uncle, if you're an uncle, you can bring your nephews to it.
All right, there you go. That's fair enough. All right, well, look, Brian, thank you. So those two films are out this Friday.
Yep.
Neither of them sound particularly overwhelming, to be honest.
No.
I suppose you'd choose the World War II film if you said you had to recommend one for the weekend.
If you want to go see something with a bit of pep and energy,
bit of edge to it, go
see Fury. Yeah,
well, look, there you go. I tell you, Brian comes in every week, as you can see, he gives us quite a thorough inside track on all of these films that are coming out. But as well as that, very excitingly, Brian also does the film quiz. Now, Kira, you weren't here last week, but Brian tried to be really cerebral and really intelligent
with
the film quiz last week, and he did it all on Pulp Fiction things
because it was the 20th anniversary of
Pulp Fiction.
Okay,
last Wednesday was the 20th anniversary party the day. Yeah. And JJ and I did a horrible job.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
You waited for me to be gone.
Kira, it was the day of it.
A quiz on Pulp Fiction.
It was the day of it, Kira.
I would have owned that quiz.
Kira, do you know what? Your presence was sorely lacking.
I'd say so.
It really
Pulp
was.
Pulp Fiction is my thing.
JJ was terrible.
Yeah,
and I don't
JJ
mind saying that because
he's
probably listening or whatever, but he was terrible.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Me and him were both very poor.
Yeah.
We both got
it was
one
like
out
having
of
two
three.
Of him.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was
God.
Really
yeah.
bad. It was
oh,
like
God,
having
terrific.
Two proper foundation level maths kids in the room for that, I tell you what. But look, Brian, this week is going to go better. I'm telling you, it's not any particular theme, is it? It's not World War II films.
No.
All right, well then, look, here's how it's going to work. Brian gives Kira and I each three pieces of audio, and Kira and I have to try and identify, of course, either the film or the name of the actor or the name of the character, and it's always very exciting. So, Brian, as always, you are the boss of the film quiz. Mm-hmm. You must decide who is going to go first. Is it going to be me or is it going to be Kira?
It's going to be Kira. because you gave me this lovely little cup that I'm actually really missed it. I'm so pleased with this.
Well, you can drink your coffee out of that then. So
I don't think I'm going to get a lot into it, but I like the fact.
No,
that
it's quite narrow.
It's quite narrow.
You might get a quarter of a cup of coffee.
Are you actually now you're criticizing the gift?
I'm not. Like it's just
its volume leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh wow!
You know? But it is still lovely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no, I agree. Well, Kira, are you ready for your first clip?
Yeah, go.
Okay, listen.
Like Phil Collins? I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. It was too artsy.
Any idea, Q?
Oh, God.
It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent.
Kira?
Oh, God.
We'll have to press you for an answer.
I see him in my head.
10.
And it will not connect to my mouth.
9.
So, pass.
8. Oh, wow. Okay, Kira passes. Pass.
Thanks. You make it so easy, don't you? Always waiting for some bad man to save you. I am Catwoman.
Boy, I wonder what film
this is. Yeah, but...
Okay, it's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Kira, here's clip number 3 for you.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
Kira, I mean, Brian, my clips better be as easy as this. Kira, what's your answer?
Okay, that's one of the Back to the Future movies, and that is Michael... Wow, guys, I'm rusty.
Wow.
You are a little rusty.
You are
so rusty. It's all Doc, right. And it's Marty McFly, and it's Michael.
That's enough.
Michael. No, I'm
actually, really shocked.
It's Michael Fox. Sorry.
There you go.
Michael what?
Michael J.
Michael J. Fox.
All right. But there you go. Hey, all right, look, here's my first clip. Brian, if these aren't as easy.
Bunch of slap jawed gets around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
Scrap this on your sore-ass plane.
I have no idea what this is.
I just realized that your ones are actually kind of difficult.
Oh,
I don't know why.
So mine are really difficult, and Kira's are like Back to the Future and Batman. Well, here we go. Here's my second clip.
It's disgusting. You're like an animal.
What? I'm disgusting.
You're the weird one, man. Don't make me feel weird because I like porn. You're the weird one for not...
Oh, thank God. All right, Jonah Hill.
Liking porn. I'm normal as shit.
Peeing on people? That's normal?
Evan.
I think it's Superbad. But anyway, that's Jonah Hill, and I go for Superbad, yeah. And that other nerdy guy who looks like me with him.
I'm not saying I'm gonna look at it. I'm just saying that it comes with the sight, okay? I don't know what I'm gonna be into 10 years from now.
All right, fair enough. Here's clip number 3.
Same old story. Boy finds girl, boy loses girl, girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl, boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident.
Oh, this is Airplane. Yeah.
The Orange Book.
Leslie Nielsen, I think.
On New Year's Day.
Good year.
No, the worst.
All right, anyway, there we go. I think that, Brian, that went fairly.
Yeah.
I think that went fair enough. All right. Well, look, on the way for you, music from One Direction, Steal My Girl. But before we find out who is right, who is wrong, who is winning the film quiz this evening, here's a little bit of Calvin Harris and John Newman with Blame here on 2FM. Oh, yes. Brian M. Lloyd, now of course you come in every week, and you know what, where are my manners? You know what, I forgot to do two things because Kira with her wonderful gifts distracted us completely.
Sorry, guys.
No, okay. It's fine, Kira. Is it not a wonderful reason that we're distracted by nice gifts from the east by Kira? Kira really spoiling us, you know. However,
well, you're my guys.
Yeah, exactly. Aww. I tell you, Kira bringing all this finery home from the east is wonderful. But you know what, I must introduce Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. Now Brian, of course you are the weekend editor of entertainment.ie. you are a journalist. You are doing it all. I mean, you are also online on Twitter at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. LLOYD. Go online, give you a follow. I mean, do that right now. And of course, as well as that, you come on, you do the movie reviews here. And I don't believe we played your theme song.
No.
So here is Ralph serenading you. Well, there you go. Thank you, Ralph. Right.
I kind of wanted my rap horn. I had an air horn last week,
yes,
when you were away.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept playing it. And it was like, I had my own feeder and, or fader and everything. And I kept playing my rap air horn. And I loved it.
How come I've never got an air horn?
I know, yeah.
Well, Kira, you're more than welcome to
you
have,
can have
one
it
if you'd like. I
it
don't
was
know.
So fun.
If, here, this is basically.
This
so
was
Brian
it
was sitting at your computer, Kira. Mm-hmm. I had this fader open so that he could do this. more or less endlessly.
Every 5 seconds I was on the horn. It was great. And when Galway Player was on, I just like totally slagged him and kept playing the
yes,
horn.
She actually did, in fairness.
High five.
His book came out, by the way.
Oh, Chris, I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, it was amazing. Yeah.
No, but anyway, yeah. Look, Brian, you come in every week, you review films for us. There's your phone running again. And you also give us the film quiz. But before we do the film quiz this evening, Brian, let's have a chat about what films are out this Friday and kind of what you think of them, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Fury is this World War II film with Brad Pitt. It's okay. It's not great. It's meh. 6 out of 10. The other film I have is Alexander and the Terrible No Good, Very Bad Day with Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner. It's okay, it's funny, a very family film. Again, 6 out of 10.
Alright, so okay. Not overwhelming, but hey, no. That's alright, that's solid. Now, let me tell you something. Brian also, as you know, gives us the film quiz. Now, this is very exciting. So here, let's do this. Brian gives us 3 clips each, and Kira and I have to try and identify, you know, what the characters are, the film or whatever. And, you know, I think we both held our own this evening, certainly. Mm-hmm. So let's go through the clips.
First Kira, one's going to annoy me.
Yeah.
This, oh, yeah, definitely. In fact, Brian has done an entire monologue of it before in here, Kira.
Was it American Psycho?
Yes.
Was it Christian Bale?
Yes.
I should have gone with my women's instinct.
I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album.
Duke.
That is so annoying. I sat there and I was like, no, but Brian used a clip from American Psycho just a couple of weeks ago. So like, I talked myself out of saying American Psycho.
You should have gone
with your first instinct.
I should have gone
on Duke, where
my waters, you know?
You would have been on 3 out of 3 if you had.
God damn it. More
there we go. All right, so here, that was clip number 1. Of course, it is American Psycho. Here's clip number 2.
Thanks. You make it so easy, don't you? Always waiting for some bad man to save you. I am Catwoman.
She was a really sexy character.
Wasn't she just?
All right, so who is that kid?
It's Michelle Pfeiffer and it's Batman.
And wasn't she so much better than Anne Hathaway in The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, look.
Way better.
Don't get me started.
It came true. Okay, here is clip number 3.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
Do they not have ways of, like, you know, measuring that?
What?
Like, meteorologically. When lightning is going to happen.
Well, I'm sure it was
pretty sure they do.
It was a freak
Don't
storm.
Don't ruin the movie.
Yeah, all right. Anyway.
So, Michael J. Fox and... what's Doc's name?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd, of course.
Well, there you go.
And
so, Kira...
Was Back to the Future?
The first one.
Okay.
Very impressive 2 out of 3 there, Kira. You know, very solid. Mm-hmm. Here are my 3 clips.
A bunch of slap-jawed f***ing around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
Oh, what is that?
Predator.
Right.
And that was Jesse the Body Ventura.
Have you not seen Predator, Chris?
No. I haven't.
Oh,
isn't that one of your top 5 movies?
No. Strangely enough, I have not seen Predator.
You would actually you would love Predator.
Would I?
I'm not joking. I honestly would really recommend it to you. You would.
Oh,
love
Jesse
it.
Ventura, the wrestler.
Yeah.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah,
God,
that was
damn
him.
It. All right. Well,
you'd love it
enough.
Though.
Would I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
Would I like it as much as Paul Blart Mall Cop, or what do you think?
It's disgusting.
What, I'd love more. All right. Look, here's clip number 2.
You're like an animal.
I'm disgusting.
You're the weird one, man. Don't make me feel weird because I like porn. You're the weird one for not liking porn. I'm normal.
Alright, anyway, that's Jonah Hill. Actually, we'll let this clip play because it's funny.
Peeing on people, that's normal.
Evan.
I'm not saying I'm gonna look at it. I'm just saying that it comes with the sight, okay? I don't know what I'm gonna be into 10 years from now.
It's Jonah Hill Superbad, right?
Yeah.
Alright, there you go.
Do you know what they call getting sick on people in sex? They call that a Roman shower, apparently.
A Roman shower.
I'm thinking of a golden shower. Sorry,
golden that's when
shower,
you pee.
That's when you pee on them.
Yeah. We had this discussion before because the vomitoriums, seemingly where Roman people used to go in and get sick. But actually, Chris, I remember we talked about
it was a myth. Yeah,
and somebody told us that we weren't.
Then we looked it up though, and it turned out to be true. Apparently, somehow over history, that has been distorted, and they usedn't do that at all. Vomitoriums were like they had a completely different meaning.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Apparently. Mm. Apparently.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, did Romans actually eat until they got sick? Was that a
thing? Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Apparently the vomitorium is a myth. Apparently. But anyway, look, there you go. So right, there you go. That's one from me. Here's my 3rd clip. How did I do on this?
Same old story. Boy finds girl. Boy loses girl. Girl finds boy. Boy forgets girl. Boy remembers girl. And girl dies in a tragic blimp accident over the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Good year.
No, the worst.
Dear.
All right, so that was Leslie Nielsen.
Correct.
Yes.
We really haven't seen any of those films, like Naked Gun or Airplane, or what was that one that Charlie Sheen was in? It was so funny.
Hot Shots.
Hot Shots Part 1 and then Hot Shots Part 2.
Part 2.
I would just love to see one of those movies again, like a really well made stupid movie.
I know I like it and I'm always going on about it. 21 Jump Street is our kind of generation.
Yes.
That.
Oh, is it?
It is, in fairness. Okay. It actually is. And I'm not just getting like my usual high horse about it. It actually is. Like those two films are kind of like our generation's version.
Definitely.
Of them.
Okay, well now I really want to watch them.
Yeah, no,
have
they
you
are.
Have you ever seen 20 Jump? No. You'd love them. Mm. Seriously. If you like Airplane, if you like Naked Gun, like 21 Jump Street, it is very...
It's a
very
modern version of that.
It is,
yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Like it's all...
It's spoof. Not as surreal and wacky as Airplane or anything, but it is up there.
Yeah,
right, that means we have a tiebreaker.
Oh my God, tiebreaker.
Oh my good Lord.
Oh
now, Kira, you know how this works. We each got 2 out of 3, which means in order to determine the winner this evening, there will have to be a tiebreaker. Brian, I take it is a musical round.
It is.
Right, then when I press this button, Kira, we're going to hear a piece of music. We need to identify the film it's from, and the first one to do that wins the film quiz this evening. Kira, gotcha. Do you understand?
I understand.
All right, Brian, are we ready to go?
We are ready.
All right. Yeah, Chris!
What's the movie?
Batman.
Screw
oh
you!
Oh my
Batman.
God!
Batman! Wait!
Come on!
Batman! Forever!
Oh my God! He got it! He got it in like 5 seconds!
Please, no, don't sing this. Brian, don't sing this. Let's see us sing it, please.
Brian, back me up here.
Boys, please. Oh God.
I actually don't know the lyrics. Oh, I know
please
this.
But did you know guys, the way
to go? Come on now, Kira.
My eyes become alive and
exactly. The light
that you
come
shine can be seen.
Okay, ready, guys? Ready?
Be there. I can bring you a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, Laura.
Oh, this is such a song.
It's just chill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow, I love this song.
Chris, I've got a great idea.
What?
We will play it fully for the Cruise to Snooze tomorrow.
You perfect. Should totally play it for the Cruise to Snooze. Kira, you would have been so proud of my Cruise to Snooze choices when you're away.
Really?
I picked Chris Isaak, Wicked Game.
Cool.
And I picked D'Angelo, How Does It Feel?
Nice.
It was very good, I have
nice.
To say. Brian, we're really putting it down. Cruise to Snooze choice.
I should have picked this, though.
Yeah, you should have, Brian. This out. Oh, yeah. Have any of you seen the video on the internet where a guy sings this to his cat?
It's the best video.
It's very funny.
Bar Chris's videos on the internet. That cat, that guy singing drunkenly to his cat.
I've got to see
oh,
this.
Oh, you have to see
I haven't
this.
Seen it.
Here we
it
go.
The
sorry,
best clip. Okay, guys,
get
ready.
Come on now, Seal. Come on, you bastard.
Yeah, be there. I can pay you to a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Just to interrupt this for a second, here is the guy singing "Kiss to a Rose," "Kiss from a Rose to his cat." Apparently, it's like a drunk guy. He's on his landing or something.
Mm-hmm. It's got over like 1,715,000 views. And do you know what? It's
I can
well
see why
it.
Though, because this guy is amazing.
It should have way more views. In mm-hmm. fairness,
it should be the first video you see when you
so
log on to YouTube.
So this guy obviously. No, wait, it's brilliant.
Okay, I know.
You became a light. Dark side of me.
The cat's like, what is this? Oh, that's fantastic. Oh. Wow, that is amazing.
Gee, thanks, Obama.
The RTE computers are like a girl that jerks you off a little bit and then just leaves. That's honestly what they're
she's,
like.
It's almost like she's like, no, I don't want to ruin our friendship.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She just stops.
Yeah. You're like, come on! Well, anyway, here we go. All of our roses are fully in bloom. There we go. Seal, Kiss from a Rose. I tell you what. Right, so those two films out this Friday. Brian M. Lloyd, thank you for coming in.
Thank
of
you.
Course, it is always wonderful. Your Twitter is at Brian M. Lloyd. At Brian M. Lloyd.
Oh, here comes,
and
here comes.
Here's the breakdown. Yeah, this could have done with a rap verse.
Totally.
In this part here, it could have been a rap verse. All right, come on. We bring it home for the
one
more chorus. And then you can hear the drums like building up in the background. Oh yeah, come on.
There is so much a man can tell.
Anyway, you can check out Brian, as I said, at Brian M. Lloyd is his Twitter. He's the weekend editor for entertainment.ie.
My pleasure, my pain.
Yes. You know what I used to love about this as well? I'm not being weird. Do you remember when music videos used to have clips from the film?
Yes.
That was really good fun.
That was really good fun.
And they used to splice it together.
That's great.
And they'd put the singer in a set similar to what the film looks like.
He did it next to the bat signal.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
And he had that silk shirt. I was just
blew. Oh, wow. All right. Anyway, tell you what. On the way for you, music from The Magician with Sunlight. But first, some Eminem and Sia with Guts Over Fear here on 2FM. Oh, yes.
Chris and Kira.
2FM.